You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Buckeyes fans? Welcome back to an episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Wednesday, May 5th in the year 2021, and today we're going to continue this trend of having hosts from the Locked On NFL family join us right here on Locked On Buckeyes as they help us learn how former Buckeyes will fit in with their new teams. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Lined up for today in segment number two, Ross Jackson of Locked On Saints will be with us, joining us to help us learn about how Pete Werner fits in to the New Orleans Saints defense. Segment three, going to look ahead and see a look at early predictions brought to you by betonline.ag about who will win offensive and defensive rookies of the year in next year's NFL season. We begin today's show talking about a way too early mock draft. Travis Akema, a host you can hear on Locked On NFL Draft, also of the Draft Network, he has a way too early mock draft he put out. And well, there are not one, not two, not three, but four Buckeyes in his mock draft. This time of year is fun. It's exciting for two reasons. One, we get to look and see the excitement and the joy and the smiles and the parties that are going on for these young men that just got done playing collegiate football, that'll be playing NFL football very, very soon. And we get to see their reactions and celebrate with them from afar while they are being drafted and their futures are looking very, very bright. But also this time of year, it brings us the chance to look ahead. It brings us the chance to look and see what is going to come next in next year's draft. Some people say it's way too early to look at this thing, but that's exactly why it's called a way too early mock draft. Travis Akema, not only of the Draft Network, but also of the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, he put together his way too early mock draft. There are not one, not two, not three, but four Buckeye players that are in this mock draft. There are also four Alabama players in this thing and four guys that play football at Texas A&M. That might be the most surprising thing to some people. Jimbo Fisher has gotten a lot of negative attention, a lot of negative talk about him. But you look a little bit closer into what he's doing down there at Kyle Field, you will see this makes a whole lot of sense. But Travis Akema, his way too early mock draft. Number one overall, Spencer Rattler. That's kind of a consensus thing. Many people believe Oklahoma quarterback will be taken number one, or at least in the top three in next year's draft. Have him going to the Texans. The one ironic thing about this, an Oklahoma quarterback going to play football, possibly playing football in the state of Texas. I want to be there to see how the fans treat him when he steps on the field for the very first time, if that happens. Keaton Slovis, quarterback USC, going number two overall to the Detroit Lions. Rounding out the top 10, Kayvon Thibodeau, number three to the Jets, who is an opponent that the Buckeyes will see September 11th when they play the Oregon Ducks. Number four, Derek Stingley Jr. Number five, Sam Howell to the Eagles. Kyle Hamilton, number six to the Jaguars. A phenomenal safety, phenomenal guy. And whoever gets him and when he comes out of college, they'll be very, very lucky. George Pickens, Georgia wide receiver to the Giants. Evan Neal, Alabama offensive tackle to the Panthers. Number nine, DeMarvin Leal, defensive lineman, Texas A&M to the Falcons. And then number 10, Cade Mays to the Washington football team, an interior offensive lineman. Four Buckeyes, Seven Banks, Chris Olave, Derek Wilson, and Zach Harrison. If I was setting the over-under, I personally would have it set at 3.5. And I would not have Zach Harrison in there. I'll explain who I would have in mind very, very soon. This is what Travis Akema had to say about the four Buckeyes that he has in his mock draft and why they are there. Let's go first overall. Well, first in this order for the Ohio State players, Seven Banks, cornerback Ohio State, being selected by the Los Angeles Chargers. Travis Akema's words about Seven Banks. Quote, Anytime you have a cornerback who comes in at 6'2", 6'1", and can move like he's 5'10", that's a mold any NFL secondary coach will be begging to draft. Such should be the case with Seven Banks, who is still growing into what could be a high bar of potential. End quote. Keep on going down. Number 19 overall, New Orleans Saints, Chris Olave, wide receiver, Ohio State. That pipeline, Columbus to the Bayou, continues. Here's Trevor's words about Chris Olave. Quote, every year there are always a handful of players who are draft eligible, but decide to go back to school to the chagrin of many draft analysts who love them as a prospect and believe they are already pro ready. Chris Olave was one of those players. Olave is a smooth moving wide receiver who knows how to win vertically. The New Orleans Saints would have loved him at the back end of the first round in 2021. Maybe they'll get the chance to take him a year later. Keep, end quote. Keep going down. Number 21 overall, Garrett Wilson, wide receiver, Ohio State, going to the New England Patriots. Trevor's words about Mr. Wilson, quote, while Justin Fields was throwing his way into being a first-round quarterback, it was often Garrett Wilson, the talented five-star speedy receiver, who was on the other end of his biggest plays. Wilson was a three-sport athlete in Texas and was named the 2017-2018 Central Texas High School Athlete of the Year, end quote. And last but not least, number 25 overall, Mr. Zach Harrison, defensive end, Ohio State, going to the Cleveland Browns. Trevor's words about Zach, quote, as of right now, the Cleveland Browns are a team that does not have many needs on their roster. They're in a winning window. And with that being the case, why not go for more beef in the trenches? Zach Harrison is a former consensus five-star recruit and has the nation's number one defensive end and was the nation's number one defensive end by all the major scouting services. So far, his production has been good with 10 tackles for loss and 5.5 sacks in two seasons. But, big but, 2021 could be the year he explodes onto the scene, end quote. I mentioned earlier, I had the over-unders had 3.5, and I'm going with the over as far as how many Buckeyes will be first-round draft picks next year. I agree with Trevor on 3 of the 4. Seven Banks, first-rounder. Garrett Wilson, first-rounder. Chris Olave, first-rounder. Last but not least, I have 4 going with the over of 3.5. Either Thayer Mumford or Nicholas Petit-Frere, I do believe, will be the 4th Ohio State player taken in the first round of next year's NFL draft. Yes, it's way too early to predict these things, but it's a whole lot of fun when we can. Let's step away very quickly when we come back. We will continue talking about former Buckeyes and how they'll look with their new teams. Ross Jackson of Locked On Saints will join us to do just that. But first, check this out. This episode is brought to you by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced limited edition designs at fair priced points. 1010 is a unique collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Rings sure to bring joy into her life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece. They're the perfect way to bring light into her life. They're available now through Mother's Day only on BlueNile.com. Just search the words 10 by 10. This collection features high quality fine jewelry that will surprise and delight and fairly priced, so you can give her something special and truly meaningful. If you're on the hunt for the perfect, unique ring she'll treasure forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. They won't be around for long, so find them now by searching the words 10 by 10 only at BlueNile.com. There's a good chance you're a person like me that loves a good protein bar. You know, the ones that fit your macros for your meal plan or your diet that you're on, so you can try to get the best looking body that you can. And then also the one that tastes like a candy bar as well. Well, guys, I have ended my search and I thoroughly encourage you to end yours as well, because Built Bar is great for the health conscious guy. It'll also help you lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and they're also great for the keto diet. And one interesting detail about every Built Bar is that they're covered in 100% chocolate. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you will get 15% off your next order. Once again, go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your next order at builtbar.com. As we continue this show, and before we get to Ross Jackson of Locked On Saints, I want to remind you to make sure you check out Locked On Buckeyes on the YouTube. That is correct. Locked On Buckeyes is on YouTube, along with the Odyssey app, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and even iHeartRadio. Locked On Buckeyes has a channel dedicated to this show. I understand Apple Podcast has been acting up a little bit. There are some updates going on, and it has slowed the upload of every single episode. So if you're an Apple Podcast guy, I thoroughly encourage you to check out the Odyssey app. It's easy, has a sleek look, and you can find so many other great shows that are part of the Locked On Podcast Network there as well. So no matter if you are an audio listener or video, there are so many places for you to enjoy Locked On Buckeyes every Monday through Friday. And joining us now here on Locked On Buckeyes is a gentleman I have done some work with previously, but never when I've been the host of this podcast. It's Ross Jackson, the host of Locked On Saints. Almost at Locked On NOLA, Ross, going to your Twitter handle, but Locked On Saints. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing well, man. You might as well just make it Locked On NOLA. We'll get Jake Madison a Locked On Pelicans through. We'll bring Matt Moscona Locked On LSU, and we'll just do a big old NOLA show and have a good old time, man. Thanks for having me on, brother. I'm glad to be here with you.
Yeah, man, no problem. And I was happy not just to be here with you today, but also to have Pete Werner going to a team that has already has Buckeyes there on the team already. But Ross, before we get to the roster makeup, the what maybe Sean Payton likes about Ohio State players, your initial reaction when you heard that Pete Werner was going to be a New Orleans Saints, what went through your mind?
Yeah, I mean, look, it was a selection that made a lot of sense. I will say I actually almost expected it to be Baron Browning as opposed to Pete Werner. But I was looking at both of those linebackers, and I knew that they were both possibilities. Anybody coming from that Buckeyes defense usually has a very good fit in the New Orleans Saints defense. We've seen that over time with guys like Von Bell, Malcolm Jenkins, and of course, right now, Marshawn Lattimore. So, you know, they've always loved their Buckeyes. I think it's 16 Buckeyes drafted here recently, including more than a handful over the past few seasons. And so when you look at the fit there, it makes a ton of sense in terms of the scheme versatility that they bring, where you're asked to play multiple different types of coverages, play multiple different types of assignments in the second level. That's really important for the New Orleans Saints. So Pete Werner, who's a really high IQ guy, who's a really high intensity guy and a pretty good blitzer as well from the second level, that's something that the Saints really like in that position next to DeMario Davis. So the fit made a lot of sense. I thought it might have been Baron Browning, but when you look at Pete Werner, the prototype just fits a little bit better with him.
You touched on a little bit earlier about some things that Sean Payton likes about Ohio State guys going from Columbus down there to New Orleans. Could you go a little bit more in depth about maybe two or three more things that possibly could be reasons why Sean Payton made this selection at number 60 overall?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you look at this particular selection with Pete Werner, I mean, the New Orleans Saints have a huge hole right now in the second level next to DeMario Davis. They had Alex Anzalone there out of Florida for a little while, but he had dealt with some injury concerns, things like that. It just didn't seem to make it, you know, and now he's not even on the team anymore. He ended up signing a one-year deal with the Detroit Lions for like $1.75 million. So he actually went and joined Dan Campbell, who's the new head coach there in Detroit, who's a former New Orleans Saints coach. But look, that was a huge hole for them that they needed to make sure that they addressed. Quan Alexander, who they traded for in the middle of the season, ended up injured. And so there's still a chance that Quan Alexander could come back, but because of the unclean medicals there and the situation around this offseason, particularly where there weren't a lot of reliable medical checks, the medical checks were all regional or there were the medical checks in Indianapolis, but teams weren't really able to conduct their own. That's another thing to look at here. Pete Werner is a very durable cat. He's somebody that doesn't have a long laundry list of injuries over the course of his time. So in addition to fitting the prototype, he fills a need and he's a durable player. And the Saints really went for clean medicals in this draft. If you look up and down the selections that they made, the six players they walked out with, that's one thing that's definitely in common with all of them. Maybe with the exception of Peyton Turner, who had an early ACL injury in his senior year of high school, but that would be the most risky decision that the Saints made medicals wise. And Pete Werner really fits that mold in terms of being a healthy, durable guy.
How will, now I'm going to preface this by saying, there are already Ohio State guys. We mentioned it earlier. You got Michael Thomas, Malcolm Jenkins. Is he still down there?
Yeah, he ended up coming back last season after spending a couple years with the Eagles.
So you got Malcolm Jenkins, you got Marshawn Lattimore, you got Michael Thomas, Nick Vinette. None of those guys play football with Pete Werner. I believe Marshawn Lattimore couldn't have been because I don't think Werner redshirted. So none of those guys were there with Werner at all, but they also have that Ohio State mindset that Ryan Day did kind of continue and mold in his own way after Urban Meyer left. Pete Werner going down there to New Orleans, how will those other guys help Pete be the best pro he can be early on there in New Orleans?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, Ryan Day has done a really good job of maintaining enough of the system that the Saints are used to plucking from, that Pete Werner is going to come in with a pretty familiar transition into the NFL as all those guys that you mentioned, particularly the most recent guys like Michael Thomas, as well as Marshawn Lattimore in particular. So those guys are going to be able to help him sort of understand his transition to this game. Here's some of the verbiage that you probably are familiar with from your time with an Ohio State defense, if any of that has carried over, or however much of that is carried over. And here's how that translates to what we're doing in the New Orleans Saints defense. That's going to be the big part of it. He's going to have essentially, you know, the guys around him that are going to be able to help redefine the vocabulary for him, because the system's not too entirely different. They play a lot of zone and play a lot of man. They do a lot of match schemes as well, some Ripley's stuff. But outside of all of that, really, it's just verbiage that he has to be able to adjust to so that he knows when a play is called, what the assignment is and what his assignment is and what's happening around him. And so all of that communication is going to be a lot clearer for him, because he's going to have those guys that are going to be able to be essentially around there and say, hey, when we talked about it like this at Ohio State, this is what we're talking about here at New Orleans. And so they're going to be able to help him translate his game a little bit quicker.
One more question for you, Ross. Third down, you want to have a linebacker, I said running back, same thing for them. You want to have a backer out there, running back or linebacker, that's there all three downs. Do you think Pete Werner is a guy? Well, two questions for you. Mm-hmm. One, do you think he's a day one starter? And then two, if he is a day one starter, do you think he's a guy that plays first, second, and third down, or somebody that comes out on passing downs?
Right. Let's start with the starter thing first. The Saints see him as somebody that's going to come in and be the weak side linebacker next to DeMario Davis. There's still another guy there, Zach Bond, who they drafted out of Wisconsin last year. They're working on transitioning him to linebacker from edge rusher. It seems like he's going to need some more time and before he's able to do that. So with that being the case, you can really see Pete Werner step in his rookie season and become that will linebacker, a huge, huge part of the Saints defense, because they live in that nickel set for the most part. Third down, he might not see the field as much, but that's only because of the fact that the Saints tend to go to dime packages on third down. So they'll take one of those linebackers off. DeMario Davis will be the only linebacker out there, and they'll throw another DB out to get six on the field to help on passing situations. And then you'll see, you know, a greater pass rush, a greater focus on the pass rush. But if he's in there on third down, don't be surprised if he's not dropping back into coverage and instead he's pinning his ears back from the second level and going after the quarterback, because his pursuit is one of the things that the Saints are really going to love about him.
Man, this is fun. Ross, it's been a while since we've done anything together, but it's fun to have you here on Locked On Buckeyes. Little something I haven't told you, I'll tell you now along with everybody else listening. Ross, I plan on having you on before the season to kind of preview things for the five guys I just mentioned, because not just Pete, but you also have Michael Thomas, who I think is going to get back into form this year. You got Marshawn Lattimore, Malcolm Jenkins. You got guys that are starters that they started at Ohio State. They're starting down there in New Orleans. So we'll have to get your insight before the season, maybe even during the season, to just get a little update on how they're going. Ross, this has been fun, man. Can you please tell the people where they can connect with you via social media?
Yeah, man. Like, first of all, you call, I'm here. You let me know where you need me to be. I'm showing up. Y'all can follow me on Twitter at Ross Jackson Nola. You can catch Locked On Saints every Monday through Friday. If you tune in later on this week, you'll probably hear a pretty familiar voice here over on the show here as well. So that's the easiest way to find me. You can catch all the written work as well over at CanalStreetChronicles.com, the SB Nation covering the New Orleans Saints.
And guys, stick around. We got one more segment coming up on this show, but this is Ross Jackson of Locked On Saints. Stick around because, like I mentioned, on Monday, we're going to have a lot more bonus coverage, bonus episodes, and little help from the Locked On NFL family to help us learn more about what former Buckeyes will do once they're in the NFL. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball's in full swing, and you can track all the action at betonline.ag. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC/MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device. And when you sign up today, make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. And as we wrap up today's episode here on Locked On Buckeyes, I want to once again say thank you to Ross Jackson of Locked On Saints coming on the show with us. Make sure you check out Ross. There's a lot of good things covering the New Orleans Saints, and I'm sure he will have a lot of articles and some episodes or some segments on his show talking about Pete Werner and what he adds to that defense. Man, man, man. Look ahead. We looked ahead in week one. Looked ahead in segment one. Looked ahead in segment two to next season. And right now, we're looking ahead once again to the NFL season next year. Prediction time. We predicted a mock draft about where players might fall in next year's first round in segment one. To wrap up the show, predicting who may be Offensive Rookie of the Year, Defensive Rookie of the Year, and I'll throw in some betting odds for defensive rookie or MVP as well. Now, everything is coming from our friends at betonline.ag. There is a Buckeye. There is one Buckeye that is right there in the running for Defensive Rookie of the Year. There's also a Buckeye, a couple, that are right there for Offensive Rookie of the Year. Current standings right now, as it stands for coming from our friends at betonline.ag, future bets. Offensive Rookie of the Year. Let me scroll and get right there so I don't get to the MVP betting odds. Here we go. Computer going a little bit slow. Offensive Rookie of the Year betting odds presented and brought to you by betonline.ag. The early favorite, not really any surprise. Trevor Lawrence, quarterback playing for the Jacksonville Jaguars at plus 350. Trey Lance, quarterback. San Francisco 49ers at plus 500. Justin Fields, quarterback. Chicago Bears at plus 650. This one is interesting because I don't even think he's going to be starting most of the year. Just being honest with you. I think maybe, I don't think he'll play, I don't know if he'll play a lot year one. Based off the two quarterbacks that are in front of him, I think as skill set wise, arm talent, mobility, I think Fields is more talented than them. But with him having no experience and them having all the experience, I think it would be wise for them to play the two older gentlemen and let Fields sit. How long does he sit? That is to be determined. But this one, betonline.ag, trust me, they know more than I do. But that one definitely surprises me. Number four, they have Mac Jones at plus 800. Zach Wilson, plus 1,000. Number five, number six, Ja'Marr Chase, plus 1,000. You all saw the connection that Chase and Joey Burrow had when the LSU Tigers won the national championship in Burrow's senior year. And then also plus 1,000, you have Kyle Pitts tied in for the Atlanta Falcons. There is another Buckeye on this list. It might just surprise you when I say his name that he is actually in the running for Offensive Rookie of the Year. Trey Sermon at plus 4,000. There are some other guys that are at plus 4,000 betting odds to an Offensive Rookie of the Year. Terrace Marshall Jr., Kadarius Toney, Kyle Trask. I don't even know if Kyle Trask is going to play that much. Rondell Moore should get some run. Trey Sermon, I think he'll be in rotation. Elijah Moore, wide receiver. I remember him. You might remember him for the pissing dog celebration he had on a fire hydrant at the end of during an Ole Miss Mississippi State game. He scored a touchdown. He did a celebration, 15-yard penalty. His team lost the game. Very next play, his kicker missed the extra point. Kellamon rounding out the betting odds here, brought to you by betonline.ag at +5,000. Defensive rookie of the year, as I'm scrolling to get there right now, top of the page, defensive rookie of the year, who may win it? What Buckeye is there? At the top of the list, no surprise, opted out of last year, not opting out of his rookie year in the NFL, Micah Parsons, then Jamin Davis, Jalen Phillips, Jamin Davis +700, Jalen Phillips +750, Quiddy Pay, Colts defensive end. I am excited to see what he will do when he plays inside Lucas Oil Stadium at +900, J.C. Horn +1,000, Patrick Surtain II at +1,100. The Buckeye, there is a Buckeye on this list. It is Baron Browning at +4,000 towards the bottom. The others that are at +4,000 odds to win Defensive Rookie of the Year, Eric Stokes, Joe Tryon, Nick Bolton, Jabril Cox, Baron Browning, Ronnie Perkins, and then Joseph Osai. MVP. Next year, early betting odds, future prop bets, future bets on who will win the MVP next season. I'll go top five and then end the show. Patrick Mahomes at +450. Aaron Rodgers at +1,000. Will he be in Green Bay next year or will he not? I think he will. I think he's just trying to get his way. But also, nobody knows what's next for him. Josh Allen at +1,000. Tom Brady at +1,400. And then Matthew Stafford at +1,400 as well. I'll go Dak Prescott. Another one that's at +1,400. The quarterback at the Dallas Cowboys who just got paid. Guys, this is fun. A lot of fun. Thank you for coming back and enjoying this episode with me, as it's fun to just talk ball, talk football, looking ahead to next year's draft, looking ahead to next year's football season. You guys can always follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can also send all your emails to jstevens317 at gmail.com. Come back Thursday. Planning on having Kevin Ostreicher from Locked on Ravens on to talk about Sean Wade being added to the Ravens defense. Come back Friday. Planning on having Brian Peacock of Locked on 49ers talking about adding Trey Sermon and Justin Hilliard to the 49ers offense and defense as well. Before we go, I got to remind you about my good friends, well, my good friend, Peter Bukowski over at the Locked On Today podcast. Because once this is over, you guys can always go over, click over to the Locked On Today podcast, because that's the place to get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.